Chris Watkin here with the wonderful Ryan Wolfenden, estate agent extraordinaire from Poole. Thanks for joining me today, Ryan. And the question I want to ask is do you think estate agents are too obsessed with prop tech, hoping it will solve all their problems?
Yeah, we want that silver bullet, don't we?
Quick wins, patience.
Yeah. I think we're intrinsically lazy. So if anything can solve our problems for us, we will do that. And I've had a bit of an obsession in the past, a bit of sort of shiny object syndrome.
Laziness or patience or both?
Well, that's probably more laziness, I think. We all know that what we should be doing is picking up the phone and having conversations with people and appointments. But if we can try and someone that can generate leads for us.
Because we all know damn well the best piece of prop tech is
the telephone, and
pick the phone up.
It's relationships, isn't it? That's what it really is. But what we want to do is shortcut that and just get an easy win.
But there's no app to win trust, is there?
No, there isn't. But, if someone says there's an app for trust, I'm sure we'll jump on the bandwagon and try and download it.
Sign here.
Yeah.
So what prop tech do you love? Helped you?
I think what I've started to recognise is it's got to add value to the client experience and or save time for the team. And if it doesn't do one of those, so I had a real good chat with Peter Knight, who talked about this sort of pyramid of essentials, nice to haves and wows. And what we realised is the wows end up being whims, and you need to focus on the essentials first. So that's what we try and do now, is anything that focuses on the essentials, we'll pay attention to. Anything that's a wow or a whim, we'll kind of dismiss.
So what prop tech could you not live without?
I think there's a couple, really. For lettings, I think Good Lord is fantastic. It saved us a colossal amount of time. It's a shame that I don't think it's progressed in the way that it could have perhaps done. Hopefully that will change, but I think that's been a fantastic bit of tech for our lettings business. For sales, I would say we could live without pretty much all of it, apart from the telephone. But I really like things like Ackerboom.
Yeah, what about your sales department?
We've got a few that we really like. Sprift, in terms of the data.
Love
resource.
Sprift.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think that gives us a bit of a USP when we go into clients' house, because it shows that we've done a bit of analysis for them.
And it's great. I tell you what, use them on touting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I think, I think where we are quite data-driven as an agency, I think that shows that we are the authoritative figure. And I think that's a really good position to be in. Love Ackerboom as well for our listings.
Yes, very good.
And we're just in the process of changing that up with the new, going on this new platform, which is really exciting. I'd say those two are probably the ones that stick out.
Okay, what about on the letting side?
Lettings, we use Good Lord for our pre-tenancy stuff. When that first came out, that was just brilliant. Saves us a lot of time because of the amount of stuff that it does in one platform. Sadly, I don't think it's progressed as much as it perhaps could have done over the time. And it doesn't integrate with stuff, which is a real shame, because I know Agent OS is fantastic, got the open API, it's there, willing to do it, ready to do it, but they just can't cooperate.
So it's your CRM agent?
Agent OS, yes, for lettings, yeah.
Good stuff. Any other pieces of prop tech?
Probably. There's so many.
Stuff that you couldn't live without?
I think, apart from the telephone, you can live without all of it, really, can't you? I think, again, it just goes to which delivers the best value.
Coming back to the shiny object syndrome, what resources do you use out there to sort out the good from the bad? I mean, there's the Simon Whale kerfuffle monster.
Yeah.
That's out in a good way.
Yeah.
What sort of service do you get from them?
They're brilliant. I think the problem with kerfuffle is everyone knows Whaley, and he's a clown, isn't he?
Very clever man, actually.
Oh, he's super bright, isn't he? But if you didn't know him, you wouldn't necessarily know that. But he's clearly very, very bright. But I think because of the way Whaley is sometimes, you actually don't think there's much substance behind it. But there really is. I mean, he's got Rich and Paul who work for him that are absolutely brilliant. And they've actually created a bit of tech for me, which is an automated renewal bot for tenancy renewals, which basically we did this workflow and they've just created this for me, which is fantastic. And I don't even think people know that kerfuffle can do that for you. There is substance behind Whaley's. Well, you can't really call it style, can you? But, behind Whaley.
They broke the mould when he said.
Yeah, for sure.
What piece of prop tech doesn't exist that you'd love to have?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of hoping Street might be the saviour for the CRM's point of view, because that looks amazing. And I know I've spoken to a couple of people that are sort of beta testing it, and they've been very, very impressed. Mm. So I think a CRM that joins up with other staff is what we're crying out for, really. But hopefully Street could be the answer to that.
Interesting times ahead. Do check out these firms. None of the firms have paid us to say it, but I just wanted to find out from Ryan what he thought about PropTech. I know it was a subject close to his heart. No one's paid us to say anything on this. Like all my interviews, no one pays anything. It's just that if my clients are talking about them, we're going to talk about them. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.